Good morning, Steve here. It's Monday. It's Monday again. It's the 5th of July and it's Life Church Litchfield's daily podcast. Hope you're okay. Hope you've all had a great weekend and made it a real significant one. I want to talk to you a little bit about my family. So my immediate family, my wife Jane, and then I've got two children who are both married. And I love it when we get together, whether that's just for an evening for a meal, if that's possible, because my son lives a bit of a distance away, whether it's a day, a weekend, or one thing we love to do is holiday together. Pretty much every year we get a week away somewhere in a cottage or something like that, and just have a great week together to laugh, talk, read books, walk. Just all that sort of thing. But one tradition that's sort of come into those times away, and I'm not sure quite how it happened, but a number of years ago somebody brought a jigsaw along, and so it's sort of routine now that every year we buy a jigsaw, and over the sort of week that we are together, on day one it gets sort of put out, all the pieces distributed, and the idea is that all of us at some point or other take a few minutes and add a few pieces, and before the week's out, with no great rush or pressure, the jigsaw is complete. One thing I love about it is that it's sort of almost non-competitive, isn't it, really? Because it's not that I win, it's that we win. This is something we've done together, some more than others. Some just put a few pieces in, some put more in. We don't count that. But at the end of the day, we all take great delight in the finished product. I love that about the church. Christ has secured the victory, so together we win because I win. But when I think about jigsaws, my mind goes to a passage in the New Testament. There's probably many you could pull in, but one in particular, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I think it's a picture that Paul gives us of the church like a jigsaw. He doesn't use the jigsaw sort of image. He talks about the human body. He talks about all the sort of connected, interlocking wonder that is the human body, from the extremities of the fingers to the inner organs that make it work. And what does he say in doing that? He calls each one of us to play our part. We're not consumers, we're united. We're sharers in a common kingdom, in a common vision. We're called to sacrifice our preferences, I suppose, in pursuit of God's agenda, which, if we stick to that, works. Over this next month, many of us have got the opportunity to gather again, as lockdown is almost pushed to one side, or the lockdown rules are pushed to one side, and we can come together and we can sing and fellowship and worship. I can't wait for that. It's something we've not done yet as a church, even with all the joy of live streaming. So, I invite every one of you as Christian believers, whether you're part of Life Church or not, get stuck in, get hold of God's agenda, be part of the great picture. And when you stand back and heaven awaits and the task for your life is completed, I can just say to you this: we win. Make it a great week. Carpe diem.